We've had enormous water and snow in this past year, and growers are getting what they need, but there's always a warning behind that. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Mike Wade is Executive Director of the California Farm Water Coalition.
We've been fortunate this year that there's a tremendous amount of water that has refilled our system after several years of devastating drought. We've got sufficient water supplies now to see full 100% allocations in just about every part of the state that I'm aware of. Certainly the federal and state water projects are now delivering 100% of allocation amounts, and we're happy to see that.
Now here comes that perpetual and troubling warning, and it comes through critical thinkers like Wade.
What's troubling is it doesn't take more than one or two normal water years to see those supplies cut to 80 or 60 or 50%.
And that's a huge problem that doesn't necessarily have to be that way, said Wade.
We have to do more to capture the water in wet years like this and be able to save it for dry years. And that means investments in infrastructure, more storage, both surface and groundwater, and being able to manage the water supplies when they come so that we have them during dry periods.
That's Mike Wade with the California Farm Water Coalition based in Sacramento, always fighting for water for farmers. Yes, during wet years and dry years. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.